U.S. Senator Mark Kirk held a town hall meeting last night in Champaign. The Illinois Republican narrowly defeated former State Treasurer Alexei Janulis in the November election and now has President Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers spoke with Kirk in a packed room on the Parkland College campus about his time in the Senate, his thoughts about Illinois' income tax increase, and his feelings about the recent shootings in Arizona.
The lame duck session at the federal level, I think, made two critical decisions. First, it voted in a bipartisan way, along with President Obama, to prevent a huge tax increase from harming the U.S. economy. And I think had we not done that, America would have suffered a double-dip recession, throwing millions more Americans out of work. The second thing we did in the lame duck was we killed a $1.1 trillion, 6,600 earmark, 924-page spending bill. And so I think we came to the right conclusion. We didn't increase taxes, and we killed an enormous spending bill. And those were the right two decisions.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn just signed legislation to temporarily increase the state's income tax rate by two-thirds. Senator, why, in your opinion, is this the wrong step to help turn the state's economy around?
It will make Illinois a high-tax state, especially as compared to Indiana. Indiana governor has hailed this as a pro-jobs measure for Indiana because so many businesses will leave our state, and I think that's unfortunate.
Senator, you served in the Naval Reserve, and you broke from your party to support the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. What other issues would you cross party lines to support?
Well, I am a fiscal conservative and a social moderate, and so my moderate views are well known in the Congress, and I am who I am and will continue to be very much a centrist on social issues in the United States Congress.
What was it about that issue that convinced you to support it?
The Joint Chiefs of Staff had done the careful work necessary. Originally, people wanted to change the policy without talking to our military leaders. I think we should talk to our military leaders before changing a policy. But they had done that careful work. And the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Gary Ruffhead, in a private meeting with me, told me a key thing that I had not heard before, which is that the United States Navy and other service recruitment efforts had been whipsawed by various California federal court decisions to start recruiting, to stop recruiting, and the military was beginning to be run by federal judges. This decision returned control back to military leaders, which I think was necessary.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the recent attacks in Tucson. There's been a lot of talk about political rhetoric. We don't know if that actually contributed to the attacks, but do you think the level of political rhetoric in this country needs to be toned down?
I think we should take the words of the president to heart, which he said we should use words that heal, not wound, and that we shouldn't take this opportunity as a chance to turn on each other from the left or right. And for me, as a state elected official, I'm going to use this opportunity to extract a silver lining from a national tragedy, which is to use a more genteel set of words.
Senator Kirk also took a moment to reflect on his friend, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
Gabby is a superstar. I know her best because, unlike all the other eulogy statements you heard, she speaks Chinese. And so we work on U.S.-China relations very much, and she always lit up a room if Chinese officials visited to welcome them in their own language. She's very popular on the Republican side. She's independent-minded. She voted against Speaker Pelosi remaining in the leadership position. And my hope is that she recovers from this because she's quite a popular member of Congress.
U.S. Senator Mark Kirk spoke with Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers. Kirk adds that he hopes Jared Lee Loeffner, the man suspected of shooting Giffords and 19 other people, is sentenced to death for the attack.